Hey, what's up? Pete Alonso here. So a few years ago, back in 2018, I remember the last swing ever taken at Cashman Field. Guillorme absolutely lasers the ball in the gap with no one on, no one out, and Guillorme's on third. And I get a first pitch here, and I think, like, all right, I can hit a sack fly and win the game right here.
At the pitch. Fastball hit deep to left and swing back, and the Las Vegas 51s walk off on the last game ever at Cashman Field on a titanic moonshot by Pete Alonso.
And I got through that home plate with my teammates in the game right now. So it was a super fun way to end the season. It was really exciting and just a special day for me.
Good evening, once again, and welcome to beautiful Las Vegas Ballpark. for another evening of exciting professional baseball. Tonight's contest features the AAA affiliate of the Seattle Mariners, the Tacoma Rainiers, and the AAA affiliate of the Oakland Athletics, your Las Vegas Aviators. It is now time for the Arby's. We have the meat starting the lineups. Let us meet the Tacoma Rainiers. Leading off in center field, number 5, Taylor Trammell. Batting second, left fielder number 21, Cooper Hubbell. Batting third, doing the catching, number 9, Brian O'Keefe. Batting fourth, designated hitter, number 25, Mike Ford. Batting fifth, number 17, the right fielder, Zach DeLoach. Batting sixth at first base, number 10, Jake Scheiner. Batting seventh, number 18, third baseman, Colin Moran. Batting eighth, the shortstop, number 4, Mason
It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Las Vegas Ballpark, where tonight the Tacoma Rainiers hope to end a little two-game losing streak and even up this series with a victory. It's the Tacoma Rainiers and the Las Vegas Aviators, Game 4 of a six-game series. Rainiers won the opener on Tuesday in 10 innings, but then blew a huge lead and lost a wild one on Wednesday night in the crazy 18-17 game. And then yesterday, a more typical game for Las Vegas Ballpark, still high scoring, but 9-7 was the final. The Rainiers were trailing 9-5 going to the ninth inning, put together a pretty good rally and a good comeback bid, but came up short. And Vegas now leads this series 2-1. On the mound for the Rainiers tonight will be right-hander Darren McCacken. McCacken will try to conquer the high elevation and thin air here in Las Vegas. He's 1-0 with a 3.94 ERA. He'll be opposed by Colin Palouse for Vegas. Palouse started on Tuesday in the series opener just 3 days ago. Got knocked out in the first inning. They're bringing him back on short rest because he didn't throw many pitches on Tuesday. And they're hoping he could give him 4 innings today. So Colin Palouse on the hill for the Aviators. Darren McCacken for the Rainiers. Should be a good one tonight in the warm weather here in Las Vegas. And as usual in this ballpark, you can expect some offense tonight. The hitters have been having a blast during this series so far. The pitchers, maybe not so much. We'll recap yesterday's Tacoma attempted comeback that came close to coming all the way back, but just came up a little bit short. We'll explain what happened when the Rainiers pregame show continues right after this.
The wait is over. Cheney Stadium's hallowed gates are open again, which means Tacoma Rainiers baseball is back. The sights, sounds, and smells of the ballpark are heightened after a long offseason. So grab the gang and kick off spring in South Sound splendor. Single game tickets to all the fun, food, fireworks, and family entertainment are available now at TacomaRainiers.com. Tacoma Rainiers, come for the baseball, stay for the memories.
At Fred Meyer, you can find the highest quality products at a great price in every aisle, every day with Kroger brand. So you can stock up on your household favorites that are tried, tested, and loved by you. Because when you get the products you love at great prices, it feels like winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Sampling!
Yeah. Spring fever has hit Lucky Eagle Casino, and the prizes are growing as we give away $140,000 cash. Card in daily for one entry and get another for every 100 points you earn, with double the entries on Sundays and Thursdays. Ooh. Come in next Saturday for $20,000 in cash drawings from 4 to 9. Then join us for the May 20th grand finale for your chance to win a share of $40,000 cash. Learn more and catch spring fever at LuckyEagle.com.
Lucky Eagle.
The Tecoma Rainiers taking on the Las Vegas Aviators here at Las Vegas Ballpark. Yesterday, the Rainiers were down 9-5 going to the ninth inning. And one of the benefits of, a real great hitter's park like this is when you're down by four runs going to the ninth inning, even if there's two outs, you're not out of the game. And that was the case yesterday. The Rainiers had Trammell at first base with two outs in the ninth, down by five. But Cooper Hummel drew a walk. Mike Ford hit an RBI single that made it 9-6. Jake Shiner hit a bouncer to the shortstop that was booted for an error. A run scored. That made it 9-7. And suddenly the Rainiers had the tying runners on base. And then Zach DeLoach walked to load the bases. And the Rainiers could tie the game with a base hit from Mason McCoy. And it just kind of developed out of the thin air there with two outs in the ninth. And it didn't happen. Veteran right-hand reliever Spencer Patton came in and he struck out Mason McCoy to end the ball game. But the fact that the Rainiers even got to that point just kind of shows how comebacks can occur in this ballpark, and also showed that the team had no quit in them last night, trailing 9-5 with two outs in the ninth inning. We'll see what tonight's game has in store for us. The starting lineups are coming up right after this.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
There are times when more is not better. Like when the electrical panel in your warehouse fails. More darkness is not better. Or when a storm knocks out the windows on the second floor of your office building. More fresh air is not better. But when Propel shows up on the scene after an incident with support, an action plan, and maybe a thermos of coffee, more is definitely better. It's what Propel clients have come to expect, and it's why they tend to stick with Propel after going through any kind of loss or unexpected event. Propel is there with a more timely response any time of the day or night, a more proactive claim service working 24/7 on your behalf, more experienced professionals helping you navigate the path ahead so you know exactly what you need to do and when. To find out about the people and insurance programs that can give your business more of what you need, get to know Propel at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
Taking a look at the starting lineups in today's ball game. First for the visiting Tecoma Rainiers, who have a record of 13 wins and 10 losses under manager John Russell. He's going to lead off with the rehabbing Mariner, Taylor Trammell. Trammell's in center field. Batting second and playing left field is Cooper Hummel. Hitting third, doing the catching, is Brian O'Keefe. In the cleanup spot, designated hitter Mike Ford. Batting fifth, the right fielder Zach DeLoach. Hitting sixth, first baseman Jake Shiner. Batting seventh is third baseman Colin Moran. Hitting eighth, the shortstop Mason McCoy. And batting ninth, second baseman Kian Wong. On the mound, Darren McCacken. McCacken has a record of one win and no losses with a 3.94 ERA. The Las Vegas Aviators are 11-13. They're the AAA affiliate of the Oakland A's. Their manager is Fran Reardon. Leading off for Vegas playing shortstop is Nick Allen. Batting second, left fielder Trenton Brooks. Hitting third, center fielder J.J. Blade. In the cleanup spot, right fielder Cody Thomas. Batting fifth and playing first base is Tyler Soderstrom. Hitting sixth, the star of last night's game, Zach Geloff. He is at second base. Batting seventh, the third baseman Jonah Bride. Hitting eighth, designated hitter Dermis Garcia. And batting ninth, doing the catching, is Kyle McCann. On the mound, Colin Palouse, no record of 6.62 ERA. Umpires behind the plate calling the balls and strikes is Steven Jashinsky. At first base is Tom West, and over at third is Chris Marco. It's Tacoma and Las Vegas, game four of this six-game series here on a beautiful Friday evening in the desert. That'll do it for our pregame show. We'll be back with the first pitch of the start of tonight's game right after this.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at MultiCare.org.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
Well, good evening and welcome once again to Tacoma Radiators Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Las Vegas Ballpark, where we're about ready to get things started. Colin Palouse throwing his warm-up pitches, right-hander out of Wake Forest University, starting pitching prospect in the Oakland A's organization, who was in his first AAA season. The Raiders put a beating on him on Tuesday in the series opener, and he did not get out of the first inning, allowing four runs on five hits and two walks. And he faced nine batters, couldn't get three outs, his roughest outing of the year by far. And they are rolling him right back out there 3 days later, as he did not throw many pitches in that game, just 39 pitches. Well, he's ready to go now. Taylor Trammell stands in. Rainier's wearing the red jerseys. And the pitch from Palouse is in there for a strike, 0-1 the count. Yesterday, the Red Ears wore the blue batting practice jerseys, which they do from time to time. And a stat has developed with those, as here's one down low for a ball. The Red Ears, when they wear the light blue jerseys, are 0-5 this year. So I don't know. Maybe they're retired now for a while. We'll see. One ball, one strike to Trammell. And the pitch is taken down low for a ball, 2-1. Friday night in Vegas. The umpiring situation is different today. First, here's the 2-1 pitch on its way to Trammell, and it's a swing and a miss, and the count's even 2-2. This is our first game played this season with the automated ball strike challenge system. Some of you may have attended a game where this was in use at the very end of last season at Cheney Stadium. We had it for just a handful of games in September. Now the 2-2 pitch is on its way, and it's down low for a ball. But the human umpire behind home plate is calling the balls and strikes. And if you think that he made the wrong call, you can challenge. Now, the only people who can challenge are the pitcher, the batter, and the catcher. It can't come from the dugout. 3-2 pitch to Trammell is high, ball four. And if you challenge, they then check with the automated ball strike system and confirm whether the umpire was correct or incorrect in his call on the pitch. And here's the catch. A team can only have three incorrect challenges in a game. Once you have your third incorrect challenge as a club, you can no longer challenge for the remainder of the game. So you have to be careful about using your challenges and be pretty sure that you're right. Here's a pitch in for a strike to Cooper Hummel. either need to be 100% sure you're right, or it has to be a questionable call in a key situation. Hummel, 0-1 the count. He's 4 for 14 on the year. And the pitch is swung out and hit in the air towards left center. And Brooks, the left fielder, is there, and he makes the catch. And Hummel is out, one man gone at the top of the first inning. And now Brian O'Keefe will be the batter. O'Keefe, 8 homers, a .319 average, 16 runs batted in. He got a rare day off yesterday. Usually when he's not catching, he's still in there as the DH, but yesterday he got a full day off after that 18-17 game that he had to catch on Wednesday. Here's the pitch, and it is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Colin Palouse working with catcher Kyle McCann. Soderstrom's at first, holding the runner on. Up the middle, they have Geloff at second and Nick Allen at short, with Jonah Bride at third tonight for the Aviators. Next pitch is inside, and it hit O'Keefe. Wow. Plunked him right on the plastic elbow guard. You may have heard that whack sound that it made. That was the baseball hitting his elbow guard, the protective guard he wears on his left arm when he bats. And O'Keefe hit by the pitch. He is at first base, and now Taylor Trammell will be the hitter. Or, pardon me, Trammell's at second, O'Keefe at first, and Mike Ford is the hitter. Ford hitting .338 with 7 homers, 33 runs batted in. And he homered yesterday. And he takes a pitch in there for a strike. His line drive homer came in the first inning last night. Hit it 110 miles per hour off the bat, and it barely got over the right field fence. I'm not sure it was ever more than 25 feet above the ground. Just a straight line over the fence. 0-1 pitch. Outside for a ball. One ball, one strike. He said afterwards he wasn't sure it was getting out at all, and he was running hard out of the batter's box because he was thinking he was going to have to hustle to get a double. 1-1 pitch, swung on, bounced towards first. Soderstrom has it, goes to the shortstop, Allen for one, relay to the pitcher covering first in time for a double play to end the inning. Ford grounds into the 3-6-1 double play. And that wraps up the top of the first. No runs for Tacoma. No hits or errors, and one man left on base. We go to the bottom of the first. Tacoma nothing. Las Vegas coming to the plate.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
Leading up here, Las Vegas Aviators, is the shortstop, number 10, Nick.
Red Deers did not score in the top of the first inning, and now the Las Vegas Aviators come to the plate in the bottom of the first. Nick Allen to lead things off. Darren McCacken on the mound, and the first pitch is pulled sharply between short and third and threw into left field. A base hit for Allen, who's been scorching hot these last couple of days. Back-to-back three-hit games, and now a hit in his first at-bat today. And Allen is 7 for 10 in the past three games, including this one. So he's on at first, and now Trenton Brooks is the batter. Now McCacken is set, and the pitch to Brooks. He bunts at it and misses. That's strike one. 0-1 the count. Brooks 0-2 yesterday, hitting .308 with four homers. Left-hand hitter, first year in the PCL. He was in the International League last year with Columbus. Toss to first base. Back in safely is Allen. Now McCacken ready. Here's the 0-1. And it's in there for a strike, 0-2. McCacken's coming off a gem in his last start against El Paso at Cheney Stadium. Went six innings, allowed one run, and came one shy of his career high for strikeouts. He had 10 strikeouts and only one walk in that game. That was his return to Tacoma after a stint in the majors with the Mariners, working out of their bullpen. Only got into one game up there. His next pitch misses to Brooks, 1-2. But they optioned it back to Tacoma, and he's back in the right ears rotation. McCacken in three starts is 1-0 with a 3.94 ERA. 18 strikeouts, three walks in 16 innings. 1-2 pitch, a little high. Two balls, two strikes. Two balls, two strikes. And the pitch is a called strike three right on the inside edge, and down goes Brooks, and there is the first out in the bottom of the first inning. So Darren McCacken with his first strikeout of this game. And now J.J. Blade will be the batter. He's another guy like Allen who's having a hot series. And he's now batting .295 with six homers and a .394 on base percentage. And the pitch is taken inside for a ball, 1-0. Now the 1-0 is coming. And it's swung on, grounded sharply, diving and knocking it down is Wong. He gets up but has no play. And Blade is safe at first, and Allen is aboard at second. And runners are at first and second with one out. That'll be an infield single for Blade. Hard grounder. Wong made a diving attempt, and if he gloved it cleanly, he would have gotten an out somewhere. And he dived for it, and it hit the end of his glove but wouldn't stick in there. It popped out, and thus, everyone is safe, and now Las Vegas' RBI leader, Cody Thomas, bats with two on and one out. Thomas hitting .316, seven homers, second in the league with 29 runs batted in. Only Mike Ford has more. McCacken is set, and the pitch is taken outside. Last night, the Red Ears turned four double plays in the infield, and that's exactly what McCacken is looking for now. Now the 1-0 is coming. And it swung on and cranked into the alley in right center field. It's deep and off the fence. Around third is Allen. He's going to score. Here comes Blade behind him. And the relay misses the cutoff man. Blade scores. It's a double and two runs batted in for Cody Thomas. and Vegas leads 2-0. Ball was just torched to right center field by Cody Thomas, his eighth double, and he's up to 31 runs batted in. And now Tyler Soderstrom is the batter. Soderstrom, left-hand hitter, batting 247 with four homers. And he takes down low for a ball, 1-0. Next pitch coming from McCacken, and this one is inside for a ball. Two balls, no strikes, and he's behind the count here. McCacken working with O'Keefe behind the plate. Rainiers have Shiner at first base, Wong at second, McCoy at short, and Moran at third. And now here's a high fly to right, and this is deep. Back is Deloach at the edge of the warning track. He's there and takes a step forward to catch it and fires towards third. And advancing to third safely is Thomas as the throw is cut off by McCoy. So two men are out, and Thomas is at third. Zach Geloff now the batter. Geloff had a huge game yesterday. 3-for-3, single, triple, homer. 3 runs scored and 4 runs batted in. Geloff up with a runner at third and 2 outs. McCacken's pitch is low for a ball, 1-0. In 10 games for Vegas, Geloff is hitting .286 with a homer and 7 runs batted in. Right-hand hitting second baseman. And the pitch is taken for a strike, 1-1. Now the 1-1 pitch in there for a strike, and the count goes to 1-2. One-two pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. McCacken fans Geloff, and that ends the bottom of the first inning. So he strikes out two, but Vegas had 17 hits last night, 23 hits the night before, and they had 3 hits in the first inning tonight. They scored 2 runs. There were no errors, 1 runner left on. We go to the second. It's Las Vegas 2, Tacoma nothing.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Zach Deloach. 2-0, Vegas leads Tacoma. We go to the second inning of play. Zach Deloach, Jake Shiner, and Colin Moran to bat this inning against Colin Palouse. Palouse already has gone deeper than he did in his first start on Tuesday. Here's a pitch in for a strike to Deloach, 0-1 the count. Deloach hitting .313 for the Red Ears, couple of homers, .433 on base percentage. 0-1 pitch is down low for a ball, 1-1. Rainiers were already putting up some pretty big hitting numbers prior to the start of this road trip, and that was without playing any games in any PCL launching pads yet. And now we've got a 12-game road trip in PCL launching pads. So here's one up high for a ball to Deloach. So we'll see, there's a chance a couple of guys on the Rainiers could have pretty healthy batting averages by the time we get home. 2-1 pitch to Deloach is high, ball three. Deloach was actually hitless last night, 0 for 3, but he did draw two walks, including a big one in the ninth inning. So now the 3-1 is high, ball four, and it's a leadoff walk in the second inning, so Deloach will head down to first base. And now Jake Shiner will be the batter. The word on Palouse getting knocked out in the first inning on Tuesday that kind of got relayed to me from what his pitching coach, Brian Corey, said was he was rushing his delivery on Tuesday, and they had a talk about slowing down on the mound. So now his pitch to Shiner misses high for a ball. Apparently he was just, he was not really coming set before throwing towards the plate like he normally does when he's pitching well. He was just rushing through the process on Tuesday, and he got into all kinds of trouble because of it. Sears went up high for a ball, 2-0. Well, he does seem to be moving a little more slowly today, but I don't know if it's helping his control a whole lot. He's already walked two and drilled a guy. Got out of the first with a double play ball. Here's his 2-0 to Shiner. And this is swung on and looped towards the second baseman, Geloff, backpedaling out of the outfield grass, and he makes the catch. And one man is out at the top of the second inning. So Shiner pops up.
Batting seven.
And now Colin Moran is the batter.
Colin Moran.
Moran in the lineup today at third base. Didn't play either of the last two games. Did play in the first game of this series on Tuesday. Here's the pitch to Moran, and it's a fastball in there for a strike. Rainiers currently have 13 position players on the roster. You're only allowed to put 9 of them in the lineup. Actually, they have 14 position players on the roster because Tacoma has 5 extra men every day. Today, Cesar Hernandez and Cade Marlowe are getting days off. They're usually in there. 0-1 pitch to Moran is popped up foul, third base side, and it's in the seats out of play. No balls, two strikes. So Moran's in a hole, no balls, two strikes. And the pitch is swung on and fouled back. Still no balls, two strikes. Colin Moran will be followed in the lineup by Mason McCoy. 0-2 pitch coming again from Palouse with Deloach at first base, and it is swung on and hit in the air to shallow left. Back go the infielders. In comes the left fielder, Brooks, and the ball's caught with a late charge and a great effort by Jonah Bright, the third baseman. I thought that was going to fall in. It looked like a disaster for the Aviators, but somehow Jonah Bride made this running catch with his back to home plate with a left fielder coming at him. And that is the second out of the inning. Nice play by the third baseman. So two down for Mason McCoy. Right here's trailing 2-0 in the top of the second inning. Now McCoy stands in, and the pitch is taken for a strike, 0-1. Now here comes the 0-1 on its way. Swung on and fouled away. There's strike two, and Palouse getting ahead of the hitters now after the leadoff walk. He's gotten ahead of Shiner, Moran, and now McCoy. So 0-2 the count to Mason, whose average sits at .247, two homers, .387 on base percentage. 0-2 pitch coming to McCoy. And it's a swing and a foul tip held onto by the catcher. That is strike three, and McCoy has struck out. Right here's do not score at the top of the second inning. No runs, hits, or errors. One man left, and we go to the bottom of the second inning. It's Las Vegas 2, Tacoma nothing.
One Mississippi, two Mississippi.
Keep counting at those stop signs, Alex, full stop, and doesn't go until she counts to five, McSweeney, because you are a safe driver. And like most drivers who sign up for Snapshot from Progressive, which customizes your rate for how and how much you drive, you could earn a discount for your good driving. So don't turn into an Alex rolling stop and goes whenever she wants, McSweeney, because once an Alex full stop and doesn't go until she counts to five, McSweeney, always an Alex full stop. Well, you know the rest. Sign up for Snapshot today.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or for all agents.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
ProVac is ready to help you when you need us most. As experts in advanced industrial stormwater and sewer system maintenance, we have solutions for any size job. Our experienced and highly trained personnel specialize in hydro excavation, stormwater management, vacuum sweeping, full grouting, sealant repair services, pipeline jetting, as well as cable TV pipe inspections. With one of the largest fleets, we have proudly served customers, large and small, throughout the United States for more than 30 years, and we look forward to serving you.
Two nothing, Las Vegas leads Tacoma. We head to the bottom of the second inning. Jonah Bride leading things off for Vegas against Aaron McCackett. The first pitch is over for a called strike, 0-1 the count. Vegas scored twice in the top or the bottom of the first. They had a couple of singles, and then Cody Thomas hit a two-run double. 0-1 pitch, foul tipped at the plate, and that got a piece of the umpire behind the dish. Steven Jashinski is injured, and they're going to check on him. The trainer comes out of the Las Vegas dugout as the plate umpire took that foul tip, and he's feeling it. And he's down on his knees right now behind home plate and being checked on by the trainer. And he's going to need some time here. Meanwhile, while this is happening, the Red Ears catcher, Brian O'Keefe, has gone to the mound to talk to pitcher Darren McCacken. And the umpire is now up on his feet. He's going to be all right. He just needs a little more time. It got him in a sensitive area. This is game four of six here in Las Vegas. We have another night game here tomorrow night at 7:05. And then the day game on Sunday at 12:05. The team on Monday is going to fly to Salt Lake City. And then start a six-game series there on Tuesday. The umpire has gone back into the umpire's locker room, the plate ump, Steven Jashinski. And the other umpires are acting as if he's going to come back out shortly. And we're all just kind of waiting here for him to reemerge and be ready to continue. Right here's entering play today, 13-10. That's good for third place in the Pacific Coast League, but 4.5 games behind first place Oklahoma City, who is not losing very often to start the season. They are 18-6. Reminder, there are no divisions this year, just one big 10-team league, and we're playing first half, second half. Whoever wins the first half title is going to clinch a playoff spot and clinch home field advantage, and they will host the second half winner in a best of three series for the Pacific Coast League Championship. That'll be at the end of September, last week of September. And then there will be a AAA National Championship game here in this ballpark in Las Vegas the Saturday after the season ends. And that'll be a one-game deal between the PCL champion and the International League champion. Well, the umpire's back. And looks like we're ready for play to resume here. Momentarily, anyway. McCackett's going to be allowed to throw a warm-up pitch or two to loosen up again. So he's doing that, and now Jashinski is back behind the plate, and the other umpires are going to their bases, and we really are going to get this game started up again. Okay, here we go. The pitch to Jonah Bride is a called strike three. After all that, down he goes. So Bikakin gets the strikeout, and that's his third strikeout of the night. And now Dermis Garcia will be the batter. Garcia's making his first plate appearance of this season because he had to sit out for a couple of days. He got designated for assignment by the A's and had to wait and see if he'd clear waivers or not. He hits a grounder foul on the third baseline. The A's took him off the 40-man roster, so any other team could have claimed him as long as they added him to their 40-man roster. No one did, however, so he was outright into Las Vegas. That happened yesterday, and he's in the lineup again today. 0-1 pitch from McCacken is a breaking ball over for a strike, 0-2. So no balls, two strikes to Garcia. And the pitch is outside for a ball, 1-2. One-two pitch coming. Swung on and hit in the air to shallow center. Long run in for Trammell, but he's there and he makes the catch, and that's out number two. Dermis Garcia flies to center field. And now Kyle McCann will be the batter. Been the bat dog picking up Dermis Garcia's bat and bringing it to the dugout. The bat dog is the star of the show here in Las Vegas. Pitch to Kyle McCann is in there for a strike, and they have more than one of them. This appears to be Finn, the original working tonight. I don't know the other one's name. Here's a swing and a miss there, strike two. But the other one worked last night. Maybe Finn had another booking across town or something. I don't know. Maybe he was picking up hockey pucks at the Golden Knights game. 0-2 pitch to McCann inside for a ball, 1-2. So one ball, two strikes to Kyle McCann, and the pitch from McCacken is swung on it, bounced right to McCoy at short, who has it, and throws to first for the out, and the inning is over. So McCann grounds to short, and McCacken works a three up, three down, bottom of the second inning. We go to the third. It is Las Vegas 2, Tecoma nothing.
I'm Howard Mackler, founder of Innovation Refunds. You've heard me talking about the payroll tax refund for months. If you own a business, even if you've asked your CPA about this, you owe it to yourself to take another look. We provide a licensed and insured tax attorney who evaluates your company at my expense to determine eligibility. Businesses of all types can qualify, so go to GetRefunds.com to potentially get a payroll tax refund of up to $26,000 per employee. Download the Innovation Refunds app or go to GetRefunds.com, GetRefunds.com.
At Fred Meyer, you can find the highest quality products at a great price in every aisle, every day with Kroger brand. So you can stock up on your household favorites that are tried, tested, and loved by you. Because when you get the products you love at great prices, it feels like winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
Spring fever has hit Lucky Eagle Casino, and the prizes are growing as we give away $140,000 cash. Card in daily for one entry and get another for every 100 points you earn, with double the entries on Sundays and Thursdays. Ooh. Come in next Saturday for $20,000 in cash drawings from 4 to 9. Then join us for the May 20th grand finale for your chance to win a share of $40,000 cash. Learn more and catch spring fever at LuckyEagle.com.
Lucky Eagle.
Two nothing. Vegas leads the Red Ears, and we head to the third inning of play.
Second baseman, number 14,
Ken Wong's in the lineup today, batting in the number 9 spot, and he will head to the plate to get things started here. Left-hand hitter. And the first pitch of the inning from Colin Palouse runs inside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Wong hitting 308 in 26 at-bats, has 8 hits, a .455 on-base percentage, and he ropes one deep down the right field line. This is fair, and it is gone. Kian Wong with a rocket down the right field line. His first home run of the year. And the Red Ears cut the deficit in half. It's Las Vegas 2, Tecoma 1. So Kian Wong just cranks one out of here to right field. No doubt about that one. The only question was, would it stay fair? And it absolutely did. So Wong has the Red Ears' first hit of the night. A rocket of a homer down the right field line. And now here's Taylor Trammell. And the pitch is taken down and in for a ball, 1-0. Now the next pitch is swung out and bounced foul. And the count's even, 1-1. So one ball, one strike. And the pitch is down low for a ball, 2-1. That home run, the Rainiers' 37th of the year. They are fourth in the league in home run hitting, but the leading teams entered play today with 38 homers. So there's a bunch of teams tied around the top. As Trammell fouls one off. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Next pitch coming, and it's a swing and a foul tip. Still 2-2. That's the Rainiers, that home run that Wong hit, the first home run the Rainiers have hit this year out of the number 9 spot in the lineup. And also the first one hit by a Rainier second baseman. Cesar Hernandez is getting most of the starts at second baseman, and he leads the universe in walks. Here's a deep drive by Trammell to right field, and back this goes, and it is gone. And Taylor Trammell makes it back-to-back jacks here in the top of the third inning. Trammell with the second home run in 8 games on his rehab assignment. And the Rainiers have tied it up 2-2. On a couple of rocket home runs hit by left-handed hitters pulled down the right field line. This one should have some, well, they're both going to have interesting measurements. Let's figure that out here. It'll take a moment for Trammell's to come in. Now here's a swing and a ground ball by Hummel on the first pitch to second. Geloff has it on the second try. He picks it up cleanly and throws out Hummel at first base.
Number 9, Brian O'Keefe.
All right, Kian Wong's home run, 420 feet. And 105 mile per hour exit velocity coming off his bat as the pitch to O'Keefe is up and away for a ball. Trammell's home run, 454 feet. As here's a foul by O'Keefe. 454 feet and 111 miles per hour off the bat. Goodness gracious. So we're at 874 feet of home runs back to back from Wong and Trammell. 1-1 pitch to O'Keefe, swing and a foul tip. One ball, two strikes. And the pitch is just outside for a ball. And now this one is inside, ball three. Full count. Fouls one away. Now this next pitch misses low and away, ball four, and O'Keefe draws a one out walk here at the top of the third inning. And that's the third walk issued by Palouse.
Number 25, Mike Ford.
Mike Ford now the batter. I was told before the game that Palouse was likely to throw around 60 pitches, and there's no one up in the bullpen now as he's at 44. A Here's the pitch to Ford, and that's a strike, 0-1. Next pitch misses for a ball. 1-1. Here comes the 1-1 from Palouse to Ford, and this is in there for a strike. So one ball, two strikes to Ford with Deloach on deck. One out and a runner at first. Tie game 2-2 in the top of the third inning. And the pitch is up high for a ball, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch, and it is swung on and fouled back. Still two balls, two strikes. Two and two, the count. And the pitch is swung on and fouled back. Still 2-2. So the Red Ears with two homers here, up to 38 on the year. Now the 2-2 to Ford, swung on and fouled back again, still 2-2, and Ford thought that was a pitch he should have been able to drive somewhere. He's a little frustrated after he fouled it off. He'd like to see that one again. Now the 2-2, line to right, and that's going to be a base hit headed towards the corner. Coming towards third is O'Keefe. He's being waved around third by Ferris. He's headed home. The relay to the plate is not in time. O'Keefe scores. The ball bounces away from the catcher McCann, and Ford alertly takes third. And the Red Ears have the lead 3-2 in the top of the third inning. A double for Mike Ford drives in O'Keefe from first base, and Ford takes third on the throw. And the Red Ears have rallied to take the lead here in the top of the third inning. And now Zach Deloach will hit, but first Brian Corey, the pitching coach for the Aviators, is out to talk to Colin Palouse. So Mike Ford with the RBI double, his league-leading 34th run batted into the year. Zach Deloach. Infield drawn in with a runner at third and one out. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. So the Red Ears have taken their first lead of the night and a chance for another run here if Deloach can drive in forward from third. Here's one outside for a ball. Two. One ball, one strike. One pitch inside, 2-1. Ford with the league-leading 34 runs batted in, and yeah, it's still April. His career high for runs batted in is 86. He's already more than a third of the way to that. 2-1 pitch, fouled away. The count's 2-2. Ford drove in 86 runs during the 2017 season. He was in the Yankees system. And he actually split that year between their AA and AAA affiliates, Trenton and Scranton of the IL. Two pitch, high ball three. So 3-2 to DeLoach. And the pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three. Down he goes, and unable to get that runner in from third with one out. Now there are two outs, and the Red Deers will hope that Shiner can get a base hit. Jake Shiner popped up to second, his first time up.
Number 10.
So he's 0 for 1.
Shiner.
Here's the pitch to Shiner, and it's a fastball up high. Shiner's driven in 8 runs in the first 3 games of this series. Has an RBI opportunity right here. Now the pitch is over for a strike, and the count's 1-1. Now the 1-1 pitch, swing and a foul tip held onto by the catcher, and the count's 1-2. So 1 ball, 2 strikes. And the pitch, swing and a foul back, still ball and 2 strikes to Shiner. Shiner staring out towards Colin Palouse. Down the line from third is Ford. The pitch is inside. Counts even, 2-2. On deck is Colin Moran. 2-2 pitch coming to Shiner. And it's a swing and a foul off his left foot. And Shiner's got to hobble around a bit. That one hurt. And they'll give him an extra minute to recover from the sting on that one. Fouled it right off his front foot, his left foot, the batter's box. Well, he's easing back into the batter's box now. 2 balls, 2 strikes to Shiner. Here comes the 2-2 on its way. And it's a swing and a foul back, still 2-2. Vegas with bullpen action. Jorge Ruiz is warming up. Now the 2-2 once again. And this pitch is a check swing on a pitch outside. He held up in time, says the first base umpire. Count goes full, 3-2. And the payoff pitch is coming. It's on the way, and a swing and a liner to left field. Brooks has it come right to him. He makes the catch. Shiner is retired, and the inning is over. But the Red Deers put three runs on the scoreboard at the top of the third inning with three hits. There were no errors and one runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the third. It's Tacoma 3, Las Vegas 2.
Rainiers fans, do you know where your AAAs belong? No, not your baseball team, your batteries. Once they've lost their charge and are no longer useful, household and rechargeable batteries can cause damage, fires, or injury if they're not properly disposed of. Never throw used batteries in your regular garbage or recycling. Even batteries from old cell phones, laptops, and other portable electronics can be hazardous if thrown in the trash. So take charge of your battery disposal and find a drop-off location near you at TacomaRecycles.org.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
Three-two, Tacoma with the lead over Vegas. We go to the bottom of the third inning. Darren McCacken will face Nick Allen, Trenton Brooks, and J.J. Blade, the top three in the order for Las Vegas. And McCacken's pitching with a lead for the first time today. Here's his pitch to Nick Allen, and it is taken up high for a ball, 1-0. Allen had a base hit earlier. Next pitch misses for a ball. Now this pitch is taken for a strike. 2-1 the count. The right-hander from Long Beach State with his pitch, and it swung on and fouled away. Two and two now. McCacken making his 63rd career start for the Raiders today. Next pitch called, strike three. Down goes Allen. Took it right on the outside edge, and he has struck out, and that's strikeout number four. One away, and now Trenton Brooks is the batter. We have not seen a challenge yet in this game. Last year when we were trying out the challenge system, the players were using it all the time. I wonder if they know they're allowed to do it today. Here's a swing and a foul back by Brooks. This is the first time this season that the automated ball strike challenge system has been put in play. The last pitch I thought might be challengeable for the hitter. Here's a swing and a high fly to shallow right. In comes DeGrom, DeLoach, and he makes the catch, and that's out number two. DeLoach, DeGrom, what's the difference? Two down to the bottom of the third, and now J.J. Blade. DeGrom's on the mind when you're in Vegas. His picture's on the wall here. He played here when they were not in this ballpark. It was the old Cashman Field when they were a Mets affiliate. Rainiers never saw him. So here's a pitch in for a strike. They had Syndergaard and DeGrom, and Syndergaard pitched against the Rainiers all the time, it seemed like. I think he had four or five starts against the Rainiers. But DeGrom, didn't see him. 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss, strike two. So 0-2 the count to J.J. Bladé. O-2, yank to right, and this is deep and back, and it is gone. J.J. Bladé launches one to right field. His seventh of the year. He has homered in three of his last, four of his last five games. Been on a heater. 10 for his last 20 with four homers. So we're tied up 3-3. And the first pitch misses for a ball. Next pitch is nubbed back to the mound. McCacken picks it up, throws to first in time to get Thomas, and the inning is over. One run scores for Vegas at the bottom of the third on J.J. Bladé's solo homer. It was the only hit. There were no errors, no one left. We go to the fourth. Tacoma 3, Vegas 3.
Spring fever has hit Lucky Eagle Casino, and the prizes are growing as we give away $140,000 cash. Card in daily for one entry and get another for every 100 points you earn, with double the entries on Sundays and Thursdays.
Ooh.
Come in next Saturday for $20,000 in cash drawings from 4 to 9. Then join us for the May 20th grand finale for your chance to win a share of $40,000 cash. Learn more and catch spring fever at LuckyEagle.com.
Lucky Eagle.
Are you overinsured? Underinsured? Maybe you're just not sure. It's understandable. Life happens quickly. You've got a new driver in the house, an upcoming remodel, an inherited rare baseball card collection. It's a lot. So talk to your wealth manager about how Propel Insurance can make sure it's all protected. Our experts create a customized asset protection program tailored to your specific and changing needs, with specialty coverage like expanded homeowner liability, additional protection against uninsured or underinsured drivers, cyber fraud cost recovery, and lots more. But Propel isn't just about premium coverage. Our experts also make sure all your policies work well together, so there's no overlap or serious gaps. What's more, with frequent program reviews, you can be sure your insurance always keeps up with your life. Ask your wealth manager about preferred personal coverage from Propel Insurance, or visit us at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
We go to the fourth. It's Tacoma 3, Las Vegas 3. New pitcher for the Aviators. Colin Palouse is done after three innings. He allowed three hits and three runs all earned. Walk three, struck out two. Jorge Ruiz in for his 10th appearance out of the Aviators' pen this year. Ruiz, no record, a 6.17 ERA in 11 and two-thirds innings. Colin Moran settles in. And the pitch from Ruiz is swung on and foul tipped at the plate, strike one. Ruiz pitched in the series opener on Tuesday, went two innings and allowed one run on one hit. Now the 0-1 fouled off by Moran, and that's strike two. So Moran behind in the count, no balls, two strikes. Now Moran lifts one in the air down the left field line, and this slice is foul and out of play. still 0-2. Now the pitch is lined to second and caught by Geloff. Moran roped it, but right at him. And Geloff hauls it in for the out. One away at the top of the fourth.
Number four.
And now Mason McCoy will be the batter. We'll check out what happened around the league last night. As we mentioned earlier, Oklahoma City not losing baseball games. They had a doubleheader against Sacramento to make up for a rainout 2 days ago, and they swept the River Cats yesterday, getting great pitching. As here's one for a strike to Mason McCoy. Oklahoma City won the first game 5-2. Gavin Stone allowed one run in five innings, struck out eight. Gave up only three hits. So here's one in for a strike to McCoy. He's behind 0-2. And then Oklahoma City won the second game 1-0. Only run of the game, a RBI double by Ryan Ward in the second inning. McCoy takes it inside. In that second game, the Dodgers started William Cuevas, and he tossed five scoreless innings, and he and two relievers combined on a one-hit shutout of Sacramento. So they're 18-6, Oklahoma City. The 1-2 pitch waved at and missed. And McCoy has struck out for his second time today. Two down in the top of the fourth, and now Kian Wong will bat. He homered last inning. 3-3 tie here in Vegas. Round Rock's the only other team other than Oklahoma City who's above Tacoma in the standings. They're in second. Pitch is in for a strike. Round Rock lost at home to Albuquerque last night, 8-3. Michael Tolia at a Gig Harbor. And Alaris Montero, who I think is from Venezuela, each had three runs batted in for Albuquerque yesterday. Montero hit two homers. So next pitch misses for a ball to Wong, 1-1. So Oklahoma City's in first. Round Rock's 2.5 back. The Raiders are in third place, 4.5 back. So now the pitch is in for a strike to Wong. El Paso beat Salt Lake 8-7 on a walk-off home run by Alfonso Rivas last night. That was his second homer of the game. 1-2 to Wong, bounced towards second base, charged and fielded by Geloff, and he throws out Kian at first, wrapping up the top of the fourth inning. Three up, three down. We head to the bottom of the fourth. Tacoma 3, Las Vegas 3.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at SoundCU.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Tacoma 3, Las Vegas 3. Long way to go here tonight at Las Vegas Ballpark. Darren McCacken on the mound. He'll face Tyler Soderstrom, Zach Geloff, and Jonah Bride in the bottom of the fourth. And his pitch to Soderstrom's a check swing bouncer right side. McCacken off the hill. He has it, and he flips it to Shiner for the out at first base. One pitch, one out in the bottom of the fourth inning. And now Geloff will be the batter. Continuing our look at yesterday's PCL games, we had to wait for a new inning to start to get to this one. Reno beat Sugarland last night. The final score was Reno 24, Sugarland 2. That was the score. Not a typo. I did not misspeak. As here's one in for a strike. I mean, I misspeak all the time, but not in this case. Reno 24, Sugarland 2. And the 1-0 to Geloff. Rolled slowly to short, charged and picked up by McCoy, slings it to first, in time for the out. Nice play, Mason McCoy at shortstop on a difficult play because it was a slow roller, but he had a perfect gauge on how much time he had with Geloff running to first. Two down, and now Jonah Bride will be the batter. Bride struck out looking earlier. He's 0 for 1. McCacken into his motion of the pitch is a little high. Reno scored 24 runs on 19 hits. They drew 11 walks. And Sugarland chipped in with four errors on defense. As here's one down low for a ball. So 19 hits, 11 walks, that's 30. And then four errors, 34 batters reached base. Now pitches in for a strike. Seven of the 24 Reno runs were unearned because of those errors. My goodness, seven unearned runs in one game. 2-1 pitch. Outside, ball three. A little credit to Sugarland. No position players pitched. All right, we've got our first challenge. The pitch was called a ball on Bride, and the Red Ears are challenging it and lost. It just barely missed. So that is the first missed challenge. I didn't see if O'Keefe or McCack had called for it, but... There we go. Next pitch fouled off at the plate, and the count goes full, 3-2. McCacken gets a new baseball. Here's the 3-2. Swung on, hit in the air towards right center field. This is deep. Trammell on the run, but this ball is gone. A go-ahead home run for Jonah Bride into the swimming pool area in right center field. And the Aviators have the lead 4-3 in the bottom of the fourth inning. That ball did land in the pool. Big splash. So Jonah Bride with his third home run of the season. And that was a Las Vegas ballpark home run right there. That would have had zero chance of getting out of Cheney Stadium. Just none whatsoever. Now the pitch to Garcia is fouled away. There's strike one to Dermis Garcia. In that Sugarland game, the big hitter was Jake Hager, the shortstop for Reno, who spent a month with the Red Ears a couple years ago. So here's a pitch inside for a ball. Hager was 5-for-5 with 6 runs scored and 8 runs batted in. Next pitch is up high for a ball, 2-1. I mean, that's not just a great game. That's a great week. 8 runs batted in, 6 runs scored. 2-1 to Garcia, swinging a foul back. You might think he hit a bunch of homers or doubles or triples. He had one homer and 4 singles. The homer was a 3-run homer. And then the 4 singles plus a walk. He walked one time. He somehow generated 5 runs batted in with all those singles and the walk. Just constantly batting with runners on base. 5 for 5, 6 runs scored, 8 runs batted in for Hager. Next pitch, swing and a miss. Down goes Garcia, and that closes out the bottom of the 4th inning. Strikeout number 5 for McCacken, but Vegas has regained the lead on the homer by Jonah Bride, the only hit of the inning. We go to the 5th. It is Las Vegas 4, Tacoma 3.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at MultiCare.org.
Right here's down by a run, 4-3. We go to the 5th inning of play. Taylor Trammell to lead things off for the Rainiers, and he swings and fouls one away. And that's strike one. Trammell launched a massive home run his last time up. And the pitch is taken outside for a ball. Next pitch in there for a strike. Time called by Trammell. He's going to step out of the batter's box for a moment. Next pitch way high and outside, 2-2. Trammell continues on this rehabilitation assignment. So now the 2-2 is fouled back, still 2-2. And it certainly seems like he's about ready for a return to the majors. Now, I don't know what the Mariners are going to do roster-wise. But something's going to happen any day now. Here's one inside for a ball, full count, 3-2. And with the M's up in Toronto for the weekend, it's possible nothing will happen with Trammell until Monday. 3-2 pitch, yanked down the first baseline, fielded on one hop by Soderstrom, and he takes it to the bag for the out, and one man's gone. So Tyler Soderstrom, a catcher learning to play first base, handled that ball like a veteran. Cooper Hummel now the batter. Hummel's 0-for-2 with a fly out and a ground out. And he ropes one into right field, reaching out and spearing it is Cody Thomas, the right fielder. And that is out number two. Nice play by Thomas in right field. Now Brian O'Keefe will be the batter. O'Keefe has walked and been hit by a pitch. And he swings and chops one up the middle, fielded at second base by Geloff. And he throws out O'Keefe at first, and the Red Ears go down in order for the second straight inning. Las Vegas pitching has retired 8 straight Tacoma batters. We go to the bottom of the fifth. It's Las Vegas 4, Tacoma 3.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Time spent at Cheney Stadium is one of the best parts of growing up in Tacoma. With tons of tickets, prizes, and swag exclusively available to members, our City Kids Club, presented by Sound Credit Union, is the greatest way to be part of the fun at the ballpark all season long. To learn more about the coolest club for kids in all the South Sound, visit TacomaRainiers.com and click on our City Kids Club. Come for the baseball, stay for the memories.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Red Ears trailing 4-3. Darren McCacken on the mound. He's been touched for 5 hits and 4 runs in 4 innings, a couple of solo homers. He'll face Kyle McCann, the number 9 hitter, to start things off. McCann grounded out to shortstop earlier. Here's the pitch from McCacken, and this is cranked to right center field. Back it goes, and it is gone. Another home run. Third homer for Vegas in this game. Fifth homer total between the two teams, and we're only in the fifth inning. Kyle McCann goes deep, his second home run of the season. So it is 5-3 Las Vegas in the bottom of the fifth inning. All 5 homers in this game have been solos. Now Nick Allen is the batter. And the pitch is in there for a called strike. It's 0-1. Next pitch, hit of the air, slicing down the right field line and racing over into foul ground is DeLoach. He can't get it. It's a foul ball. Strike two to Nick Allen. No balls, two strikes. And the pitch is swung on and fouled at the plate. Still no balls, two strikes. We're going to take a look at what happened in the Mariners farm system yesterday. Good news from AA Arkansas. Emerson Hancock pitched really well. Five scoreless innings against a loaded Tulsa Dodgers lineup. 0-2 pitch, hit in the air towards center. Trammell coming in, and he's there, and he makes the catch, and one man is out at the bottom of the fifth. Allen is retired, and now Trenton Brooks will be the batter. Not only did Hancock toss five shutout innings of two-hit ball, but he notched eight strikeouts. Walked two, and the Mariners' double-A team beat Tulsa 3-1. Hancock's catcher, Jake Antria, drove in all three runs. Pitch to Trenton Brooks is in there for a strike, 0-1. Double A team has 11 wins and just six losses. It's always good for fans of the Rainiers. Here's a pitch down low for a ball. We want the double A team winning. That's a positive. A lot of those players will be here at some point. There's a swing and a miss, strike two. One-two pitch to Brooks. Misses for a ball. Looked like O'Keefe was contemplating a challenge on that one, but having already lost one, didn't want to risk losing a second one. Here's one down low for a ball. 3-2, now the count on Brooks. Everett Aquasox got into a slugfest in Spokane yesterday, and they were on the wrong end of it in a big way. They lost 17-8. Jonathan Classe hit two homers, had three hits. He's the Everett center fielder. So there's a breaking ball outside, ball four, and Brooks draws a one-out walk. And now J.J. Blade is the batter. He's 2-for-2 with a single and a homer. Also going deep for Everett in that loss yesterday was Harry Ford, 2021 first-round pick, number 6 overall. Everett catcher. Pitch to Blade is inside for a ball. And then Low A Modesto won yesterday, beating the A's affiliate Stockton 5-3 in the California League. 1-0 pitch outside, 2-0. Cole Young, the Mariners' first-round pick last year out of a high school, just 19 years old. He had two hits and scored a run. He's batting 296 at Modesto. 2-0 pitch to Blade is high, ball three. And there was a classic A-ball pitching line, too, from the Modesto starter, Shaden Peavyhouse, I guess is how you say it. Listen to this line. 3-0 pitch outside, ball four. Back-to-back walks with one out of the fifth. And now Cody Thomas will be the batter. And Brian O'Keefe's going to go out to the mound and chat with McCacken. Peavyhouse at Modesto tossed five scoreless innings. This is classic A-ball right here. Five shutout innings with six strikeouts and seven walks. Walked seven in five innings. They couldn't score off him, though.
Right fielder,
Conference on the mound breaks up. Cody Thomas announced as the hitter. He had a two-run double in the first, and then McCacken got him to bounce out to the mound in the third. Two on, one out here in the fifth inning. Vegas leading 5-3. And McCacken's pitch is a breaking ball over for a strike, a slider. 0-1 the count. Well, one coming. And the pitch is a swing and a miss, strike two. Now a swing and a bouncer to the right side. McCoy, the shortstop, has it. Tries to tag the runner, can't, but he does throw to first to get the batter out. The runners move up. Brooks is now at third, and Blade just narrowly avoided being tagged by Mason McCoy. He is safe at second. Thomas grounds out to the shortstop, McCoy, who fielded it on the right side of second base as he cut across to field that chopper. So runners are at second and third with two down for Tyler Soderstrom, and the pitch is down and in and smothered by O'Keefe. That's ball one. Soderstrom flied out in the first and grounded out to McCacken in the fourth. He was the A's first round pick in 2020, and he swings and misses at a change, and the count's even now, 1-1. One pitch is launched high in the air to deep right center field. Back this goes, and it is gone. A three-run home run for Tyler Soderstrom, and Las Vegas has opened it up substantially. Another home run. They have scored four runs in the fifth inning, and they now lead it 8-3. First home run of the game that's not a solo shot. It comes after two walks here in the fifth. And Soderstrom with his fifth home run of the season. McCacken coming into play today had allowed just two home runs in 16 innings. He's surrendered four tonight. Now his pitch to Zach Geloff is bounced towards third, fielded by Moran, throws to first in time for the out, and the inning is over. But the damage is done. Four-run score for Vegas at the bottom of the fifth on just two hits, both homers. There were no errors and no one left. We go to the sixth. It is Las Vegas 8, Tacoma 3.
There are times when more is not better. Like when the electrical panel in your warehouse fails. More darkness is not better. Or when a storm knocks out the windows on the second floor of your office building, more fresh air is not better. But when Propel shows up on the scene after an incident with support, an action plan, and maybe a thermos of coffee, more is definitely better. It's what Propel clients have come to expect, and it's why they tend to stick with Propel after going through any kind of loss or unexpected event. Propel is there with a more timely response any time of the day or night. A more proactive claim service working 24/7 on your behalf. More experienced professionals helping you navigate the path ahead so you know exactly what you need to do and when. To find out about the people and insurance programs that can give your business more of what you need, get to know Propel at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
Thank you.
Well, we go to the sixth inning. The Red Deers need to start scoring. They have not been keeping pace. Vegas leading 8-3. Mike Ford to lead things off in the sixth. And Ford has the Rainier's last hit and last RBI, his RBI double in the third. And he swings at the first pitch and fouls it away. There's strike one. Jorge Ruiz has retired all six batters he has faced. It's entering from the Vegas bullpen. He's been helped by the fact that the Red Ears have twice lined out right to defensive players. Here's one inside for a ball to Ford. And the count's even, 1-1. Now the 1-1 pitch is launched to right field, and Ford has one. He goes deep to right field. The Red Ears' third home run of this game and eighth for Mike Ford this season, and it's now 8-4. It is just a home run party tonight in Las Vegas. RIP all pitchers and the baseballs. Seventh homer of this game, but we just got the sixth inning underway. Ford with his eighth of the year, and now Zach Deloach is the batter. And the pitch from Ruiz is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Next pitch, swing and a miss. Oh, a two the count to Deloach. And this pitch is inside for a ball. One ball, two strikes. Now here's one inside for a ball. Now a swing and a miss, strike three. Ruiz throwing a fastball past Deloach, and that's his second strikeout. So one out of the sixth. Jake Shiner now the batter. He has popped up and lined out. There's the pitch, and it is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Next pitch is in there for a strike. One pitch inside, two balls, one strike. Now the 2-1 coming to Shiner, and he swings and misses. And the count's even now, 2-2. This one misses for a ball, 3-2. We've seen seven homers from seven different players between the two teams. Yeah, swing and a foul by Shiner. Still 3-2. Here's one high ball four. Shiner draws the walk. So he heads down to first base, and Colin Moran comes to the plate. Moran's due. He hasn't homered since the first week of the season. Maybe he could hit the Rainiers' first home run of the night with a man on base. That would get Tacoma right back in it. Not like they're out of it. You're never out of it in Vegas. We've had that proven very recently. Quick trip to the mound by Kyle McCann, the catcher, to talk to Jorge Ruiz. And Las Vegas is warming up its next pitcher in the bullpen. Moran has popped up and lined out. He's 0 for 2. And here's a swing and a little looper in left that's going to fall in for a base hit. And going to second and stopping there is Shiner. Moran with a bloop single to left field, and he's into the hit column. And the Rainiers have two on with one out for Mason McCoy. McCoy has struck out twice today. Jorge Ruiz with his pitch, and it's up and in for a ball, 1-0. 8-4, Vegas leads. We're in the top of the sixth inning. Next pitch, swung on, bounced slowly towards third. It's charged and fielded by Bright. His throw to first, not in time. McCoy legs it out. And the Rainiers have the bases loaded with one out. Shiner is at third. Moran at second. McCoy with an infield single is at first. The bases are loaded with one out for Kian Wong, the pitching coach. Brian Corey out to talk to Ruiz and buy some time for the reliever who's warming up at the bullpen. Wong up now, Trammell on deck. This is where Vegas could really use a left-handed reliever. They only have one on their roster, Garrett Williams, and he pitched yesterday. So Wong and Trammell know they'll at least be facing righties. Conference breaks up, play ready to resume. Wong stands in. He's 1 for 2 with a homer. Bases loaded, one out of the pitch is a fastball up high, ball one. Want to know the count. Next pitch, grounded foul, third base side past Shiner, who was leading down the third base line. One ball, one strike to Kian Wong. Next pitch, swung on, grounded to the right side and threw into right field, a base hit. Shiner scores. Moran's being waved in, and he's going to score. Stopping at second base is McCoy. It's a two-run single for Kian Wong, and the Red Ears make it 8-6. So Wong picks up a couple of runs batted in. And now Trammell will bat with the tying runners on base and one out at the top of the sixth inning. Trammell has walked, hit a tape measure homer, and grounded out. And he's not going to face Jorge Ruiz, who is done here. Las Vegas is going to the bullpen, and they're going to bring in a fresh arm. So we'll take a break for this pitching change with one out and two on at the top of the sixth inning. And the score, Las Vegas 8, Tacoma 6.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
At Fred Meyer, you can find the highest quality products at a great price in every aisle, every day with Kroger brand. So you can stock up on your household favorites that are tried, tested, and loved by you. Because when you get the products you love at great prices, it feels like winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Sampling.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
We're at the top of the sixth inning. Anyone's ball game here in Vegas. It is Las Vegas 8, Tacoma 6. It was 8-3. The Raiders have already scored three runs this inning, and they have runners at first and second with one out. Taylor Trammell coming to the plate. Las Vegas has brought in right-hander Austin Pruitt to face him. Pruitt has been pretty good for Vegas this year. 0-1 with a 2.92 ERA in 8 appearances. 12 and a third innings, has struck out 13 and walked only 4. Pruitt, 33-year-old veteran, spent most of last year in the Oakland A's bullpen, appearing in 39 big league games. Hasn't been up there yet this year. Runners with their leads, and Pruitt steps off the rubber for a moment. Now here's the pitch to Trammell, and it's a swing and a miss there, strike one. Owen won the count. And the pitch is a breaking ball inside. One ball, one strike. One pitch. Inside for a ball, 2-1. McCoy at second and Wong at first. Good speed on the bases here. And the pitch is called a strike, and the count's even, 2-2. On deck is Cooper Hummel. Trammell uses his timeout and steps out of the batter's box for a moment. Now here comes the 2-2 on its way to Trammell. And it is inside, ball three. Full count, 3-2. With one out, the runners may be on the move here. They are not. The 3-2 pitch hit in the air to left field, tight to the line. Brooks is over, and he's under it, and he makes the catch, not deep. And that's out number two. Trammell flies out to left field. And now Cooper Hummel will be the batter. Hummel 0-3 today. Switch hitter bats left. And the pitch is swung on and cranked foul down the right field line. Hummel jumping on the first pitch and pulling it deep and foul. So 0-1 the count. Next pitch, breaking ball inside. All has been quiet in the Rainier's pen. It looks like McCacken's going to stay in there. One pitch is swung on and skied to shallow center. Back goes Allen. In comes Blade. Allen's calling for it, and the shortstop makes the catch. Hummel is out, and that does it for the Rainier's in the sixth. But Tacoma gets three runs back. They do it with four hits. There were no errors and two runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning with the score, Las Vegas 8, Tacoma 6.
I'm Howard Mackler, founder of Innovation Refunds. You've heard me talking about the payroll tax refund for months. If you own a business, even if you've asked your CPA about this, you owe it to yourself to take another look. We provide a licensed and insured tax attorney who evaluates your company at my expense to determine eligibility. Businesses of all types can qualify, so go to GetRefunds.com to potentially get a payroll tax refund of up to $26,000 per employee. Download the Innovation Refunds app or go to GetRefunds.com, GetRefunds.com.
Rainiers fans, do you know where your AAAs belong? No, not your baseball team, your batteries. Once they've lost their charge and are no longer useful, household and rechargeable batteries can cause damage, fires, or injury if they're not properly disposed of. Never throw used batteries in your regular garbage or recycling. Even batteries from old cell phones, laptops, and other portable electronics can be hazardous if thrown in the trash. So take charge of your battery disposal and find a drop-off location near you at TacomaRecycles.org.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It's Vegas 8, Tacoma 6. Jonah Bride, the batter. He's 1-for-2 with a homer. McCacken's pitch is swung on and pulled deep down the left field line. Fair or foul? It is fair. And a home run. His second of the game. Fifth home run for Vegas tonight, and they now lead it 9-6. They are launching home run after home run after home run. That's Bride's fourth of the year. And now Dermis Garcia will bat. He's 0-for-2 with a fly out and a strikeout. Well, I'm sure this is the most home runs McCacken has allowed in a game. As the pitch is a swing and a miss, there's a strike to Garcia. And he was so good in his last start. Well, one pitch, low and away for a ball. 1-1. This will be pitch number 80 on the night for McCacken. And it's a swing and a miss by Garcia. Count goes to 1-2. Now the 1-2, misses for a ball, two balls, two strikes. Now the pitch is waved at and missed there, strike three, and Garcia has struck out. Strikeout number six for McCacken. One away in the bottom of the sixth inning, and now Kyle McCann is the hitter. McCann's one for two with a solo homer. And the pitch is swung on, grounded right side, and there's Kian Wong. He scoops it up, and he throws out McCann at first base, and two men are gone in the bottom of the sixth inning. Nick Allen will be next. Allen's one for three with a single. Now the pitch taken outside for a ball 1-0. Now swing it up, base it into right for Allen, his second hit of the game. Clean single through the right side. That's their first hit that's not a homer since the first inning. Their last five hits were all home runs. So Allen is at first base, and now Trenton Brooks is the hitter. Runner goes, pitches inside. O'Keefe's throw to second is going to skip into center field, and Allen gets up and goes to third. So he gets credited with a steal and then takes second on a throwing error charge to O'Keefe. Runner at third with two outs. Want to know the count to Trenton Brooks. Now the pitch is outside for a ball. Time called. The Red Ears pitching coach Matt Pierpont going out to the mound. Tacoma has bullpen action for the first time today with a lefty warming up. Quick little meeting there. For play to resume. Two balls, no strikes. The count to Brooks with the dangerous J.J. Blade on deck. And the pitch from McCacken. Swing and a miss. Although the way the ball's flying out of the ballpark tonight, literally everybody is dangerous. Two on delivery, swing and a miss, strike two. Two, two coming. And it's just a bit low, ball three. A challenge. Rainiers are challenging this one. O'Keefe called for the challenge. Thought he had a strike on that one. So we'll see what happens. Everyone looks at the video board where they show the replay of the pitch and the strike zone, and it is low for a ball. Rainiers are 0 for 2 on challenges. Call was not overturned. It was ball three. They... PA announcer misspoke if you heard that. So the Red Ears, if they are wrong on another challenge, they will be done with their challenges for the night. Counts now full, three balls, two strikes to Trenton Brooks. Payoff pitch. Outside, ball four, and Brooks draws the walk. He heads down to first base. So runners at the corners with two outs for Blade, and that's going to do it for McCacken. The Red Ears manager, John Russell, is on his way out to the mound, and he's going to bring in a lefty to face Blade. Really rough outing for McCacken. A couple of these homers were ballpark homers, and others were not, as McCacken has a rough one here at Las Vegas Ballpark. We'll take a break for this pitching change here with two outs in the sixth inning, and the score, Las Vegas 9, Tacoma 6.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
We're at the bottom of the sixth. The Vegas leads 9-6. They have runners at first and third with two outs, and their number three hitter, the scorching hot J.J. Blade, coming to the plate. The Rainiers bring in left-hand reliever Blake Wyman to try to get this final out of the sixth and keep the game close. Wyman's in his eighth appearance. 0-2 with a 6.35 ERA. Left versus left situation. Wyman is ready. And his pitch is a breaking ball outside, ball one. Blade reached on an infield single and scored in the first. He homered in the third and walked and scored in the fifth. 10 for his last 20 with four homers. Wyman's 1-0 is in there for a strike. Another slider from the lefty. One ball, one strike. Yeah, the 1-1 coming. And the pitch is outside for a ball. 2-1. Coming. Runner from first takes off. Pitches a breaking ball for a called strike two. No throw by O'Keefe. Brooks steals second base. So he has his third steal of the year. 2 men in scoring position now. And it's an even count to Blade. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Blade, the fourth player chosen in the first round of the 2019 draft out of Vanderbilt. Here's the 2-2. And it is a slider outside, ball three. Full count, 3-2. First base is open. Another left-hand hitter, Cody Thomas, is on deck. Wyman is ready. And now here comes the 3-2 pitch on its way. And it's a swing and a foul at the plate, and we'll do it again. Still 3-2. Wyman's just throwing slider after slider after slider to Blade. Now time called by the Rainiers catcher, O'Keefe. He's having a problem with the pitch comm system, so they're going to get that resolved first. I don't know why they need it. He's going to call for a slider here. Seems like, anyway. Okay, we're ready. 3-2, 2-on-2. Wyman's pitch is a fastball, and it's outside, ball 4. And that loads the bases. Blade draws the walk, so he heads down to first base. And now Cody Thomas comes to the plate. Las Vegas' RBI leader with 31 runs batted in on the year, second in the Pacific Coast League in that category. He's up now with the bases juiced and 2 out. Wyman's pitch, breaking ball outside, ball 1. Wyman, in his first year pitching in the Pacific Coast League, has AAA experience in the International League. Next pitch is a little high with a fastball. 2 balls, no strikes. And the 2-0, breaking ball inside, ball 3. And now there's a real problem. There's nowhere to put Thomas. And it's 3 balls, no strikes. Soderstrom on deck for the Aviators. Wyman with a 3-0 pitch on its way to Cody Thomas. And it's a slider for a called strike, 3-1 now. Wyman, 6-2 lefty from Littleton, Colorado. Now the 3-1 pitch is a check swing foul, and the count goes full, 3-2. Thomas started to swing at that and then stopped his swing, and the pitch hit his bat. So full count, 3-2. And now time called, and O'Keefe's going to go to the mound and talk to Wyman in person. Las Vegas has Nick Allen at third, Trenton Brooks at second, and J.J. Blade at first. There are 2 outs here at the bottom of the 6th inning. Three balls, 2 strikes. Here we go. Wyman is ready. His payoff pitch is swung on and hit in the air to center field. It's in the ballpark, and Trammell is under it, and he makes the catch, and the inning is over, and Wyman gets the job done. Vegas does not add on. They get the 1 run in the inning on the homer, but they end up leaving the bases loaded. 1 run on 2 hits, 1 error, and 3 left, and we go to the 7th inning. It's Las Vegas 9, Tacoma 6.
Reliable propane company to keep your forklifts, heaters, or cooking equipment running? Do you run propane fleet vehicles or have a need for a resale dispenser? At AmeriGas, we are the commercial professionals and can create a system and delivery schedule that meets your needs. It keeps your business running smooth and worry-free. Call AmeriGas today and see how we can help your business. Your local propane professional is Ron Patrick, 1-541-450-1533.
At Fred Meyer, you can find the highest quality products at a great price in every aisle, every day with Kroger brand. So you can stock up on your household favorites that are tried, tested, and loved by you. Because when you get the products you love at great prices, it feels like winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Sampling!
Spring fever has hit Lucky Eagle Casino, and the prizes are growing as we give away $140,000 cash. Card in daily for one entry and get another for every 100 points you earn, with double the entries on Sundays and Thursdays. Ooh. Come in next Saturday for $20,000 in cash drawings from 4 to 9. Then join us for the May 20th grand finale for your chance to win a share of $40,000 cash. Learn more and catch spring fever at LuckyEagle.com.
Lucky Eagle.
On we go to the 7th inning. It is Las Vegas 9, Tacoma 6. Brian O'Keefe, Mike Ford, and Zach DeLoach to bat this inning against the right-hander Austin Pruitt, who retired both batters he faced after entering the game in the sixth. His first pitch of the seventh inning to O'Keefe is swung on and bounced foul on the third base side. So that is strike one. O'Keefe has reached base twice in this game with a walk, and he's been hit by a pitch. The 0-1, swing and a miss. And O'Keefe's behind in the count, 0-2. Series continues tomorrow night at 7:05. Easton McGee starts for the Red Ears against Colton Eastman. Next pitch called, strike three. Down goes O'Keefe, and one man is out of the seventh inning. Series wraps up on Sunday at 12:05. Tommy Malone is on the mound for the Red Ears. Here's Mike Ford, who has doubled and homered and driven in two. Two for three on the night. Left-hand batter facing the righty Pruitt, and it's a check swing, and he held up in time on a pitch up and in, ball one. Next pitch is outside for a ball. Mariners lost in Toronto today, 3-2. And the M's are now 11-15 on the year. 2-0 pitch to Ford is fouled back over the booth here behind home plate. I think I just heard it land on the roof. Two balls, one strike to Ford. And the pitch, swung on, grounded foul, first base side. 2-2 down. Cal Raleigh homered a solo shot off Alec Manoah. He also had an RBI single. He drove in both Mariner runs today. But they needed more than two. The offense has just been sputtering for the M's. 2-2 pitch, grounded foul, first base side. Luis Castillo started today, went five innings, allowed two runs. The bullpen pitched four innings, allowed one run. That should get you a win more often than not, but not today. George Springer ended up with the go-ahead RBI single in the sixth for Toronto. Here's a pop-up foul by Ford. Still 2-2. So the Mariners have dropped three in a row and 7 out of 10. They'll try to even up the series in Toronto tomorrow. Two-two pitch to Ford. Swung on, grounded to the second baseman. It's fielded by Geloff, and he throws out Mike Ford. And there are two outs at the top of the seventh. And Ford may have cracked his bat on that swing. Yeah, he's looking at it as he picks it up. I think that bat's a goner. Zach DeLoach now the batter. And the pitch to DeLoach is in there for a strike. DeLoach has struck out twice and walked. Next pitch, fastball inside. Now the pitch misses for a ball. Now a swing and a miss, and the count's even 2-2. Breaking ball from Austin Pruitt there. 2-2 coming. Down low for a ball. Full count, 3-2. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. And the pitch is hit high in the sky to left and not deep. Brooks is under it and makes the catch with a little late adjustment for the final out of the inning. Three up, three down at the top of the seventh. Rainiers have gone in order three different times tonight. It's not very Vegas of them. We go to the seventh inning stretch. It is Las Vegas 9, Tacoma 6.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
At Fred Meyer, you can find the highest quality products at a great price in every aisle, every day with Kroger brand. So you can stock up on your household favorites that are tried, tested, and loved by you. Because when you get the products you love at great prices, it feels like winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
Go to the bottom of the seventh inning. Las Vegas leads 9-6. Just had the seventh inning stretch. The singing of Take Me Out to the Ball Game segueing into Viva Las Vegas. We don't have a seventh inning stretch Tacoma song. First pitch of the inning is bounced to short off the bat of Tyler Soderstrom. McCoy fields it and throws him out. One pitch, one out at the bottom of the seventh. And now Zach Geloff will be the batter, and that's it for Blake Wyman. There's now a string of three straight right-hand hitters coming up, and John Russell's going to bring in a right-handed reliever to face them. You know, we go to Vegas. The seventh inning stretch is Viva Las Vegas. We were just in, where were we? Oh, Round Rock. Round Rock, Texas, and they played deep in the heart of Texas. Every game, seventh inning stretch. When we were in Oklahoma, seventh inning stretch, every game they play what I believe is the song from the musical Oklahoma. I'm not good at musicals, but I think that's what it is. We don't have a Tacoma song. We're going to take a break for this pitching change. One out, bottom of the seventh inning. It is Vegas 9, Tacoma 6.
Spring fever has hit Lucky Eagle Casino, and the prizes are growing as we give away $140,000 cash. Card in daily for one entry and get another for every 100 points you earn, with double the entries on Sundays and Thursdays. Ooh. Come in next Saturday for $20,000 in cash drawings from 4 to 9. Then join us for the May 20th grand finale for your chance to win a share of $40,000 cash. Learn more and catch spring fever at LuckyEagle.com.
Lucky Eagle.
Rainiers fans, do you know where your AAAs belong? No, not your baseball team, your batteries. Once they've lost their charge and are no longer useful, household and rechargeable batteries can cause damage, fires, or injury if they're not properly disposed of. Never throw used batteries in your regular garbage or recycling. Even batteries from old cell phones, laptops, and other portable electronics can be hazardous if thrown in the trash. So take charge of your battery disposal and find a drop-off location near you at TacomaRecycles.org.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at SoundCU.com. and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
We're at the bottom of the seventh and one out. No one on base. Zach Geloff coming to the plate. Vegas leading 9-6. New pitcher for the Red Ears, Taylor Williams. And his first pitch to Zach Geloff is taken inside for a ball, 1-0. This is Taylor's 10th appearance out of the Red Ears bullpen. No record, 14.46 ERA. And is 1-0 to Geloff. Is in there for a strike, 1-1. Geloff 0-3 in this game. The on-deck hitter, Jonah Bride, has homered twice. Williams with a 1-1 pitch. And it's on the outside edge for a strike. Blake Wyman went two-thirds of an inning and did not allow a hit or a run. Walked one, no strikeouts. That last called strike has been challenged by the batter for Las Vegas, Geloff. So we go to the video board, and it did indeed catch the zone. So an incorrect challenge for Vegas, their first one. There have been three challenges in this game, and the umpire has been proven correct on all three of them. Who needs a robot umpire, says Steven Jashinsky behind the plate. I got this. Williams with a 1-2 pitch. And it swung on and fouled back. Remember the perfect game in the World Series this past year? I think it was the World Series. Was it the... See, either that or the championship series, Pat Hoberg, the MLB umpire, had a perfect game calling balls and strikes. Got every pitch right, according to the computer. 1-2 pitch to Geloff. Just a little outside. Two balls, two strikes. Two coming. Outside, ball three. Well outside with a heater. 93-mile-per-hour fastball from Taylor Williams. Three, two coming, and it is outside, ball four, and Geloff ends up drawing a walk. So now Jonah Bride is the batter. He has homered in each of his last two at-bats. Both solo shots, both came against Aaron McCacken, who started tonight for the Red Ears. Well, there goes the runner. The pitch is outside. O'Keefe's throw to second is... not in time. And Geloff has a steal, his fifth steal, without being thrown out this year. Now the 1-0 coming to Bride. And this pitch is low. The runner taken off for third, and Geloff steals third without drawing a throw. So Geloff walks, steals second, and steals third. And now the Red Ears have to bring the infield in. And it's 2-0 to Jonah Bride. Williams' pitch is outside, ball three. Pitch. Fastball for a strike. Count goes to 3-1. Three-one pitch coming. And it's low, ball four. And Williams has walked the first two batters he has faced since coming in from the bullpen, and runners are at the quarters with one away for Dermese Garcia. Garcia's 0 for 3 with a flyout and two strikeouts tonight. Pickoff throw to first, back in with a dive is Bride. Now the pitch, inside for a ball. Williams having trouble finding the strike zone here. One oh pitch coming, swing and a miss at a breaking ball, and that evens up the count 1-1. One out, runners at the quarters. We're in the bottom of the seventh inning. Vegas trying to add to its 9-6 lead. Here's the 1-1 pitch, and it's swung on and fouled away. Count goes to 1-2. Now the pitch swung on, broken bat, bouncer to short. McCoy feeds Wong. There's one on to first. There's two. The inning-ending double play. Taylor Williams just sawed off Dermese Garcia and got the double play grounder to get out of the jam in the bottom of the seventh inning. No runs, hits, or errors, and one runner left on base. We move on to the eighth. It's Las Vegas 9, Tacoma 6.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at MultiCare.org.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
On to the eighth, it is Las Vegas 9, Tacoma 6. New pitcher in for Vegas, it's the right-hander Rico Garcia, who was very impressive earlier in this series. And he'll face Jake Schiner starting things off, and the pitch is in there for a called strike. 0-1 the count. It was on Tuesday when Garcia pitched an inning and two-thirds scoreless with four strikeouts. He got 11 swings and misses in just an inning and two-thirds. 0-1 pitch to Schiner. Over for a strike. Schiner's in a hole, 0-2. Next pitch down in the dirt for a ball. Rainier's only down three here in the final two innings. See if they can get to Garcia tonight. Next pitch up and in. Garcia on the year has been in seven games, 0-1 with a 2.61 ERA. 15 strikeouts in 10 and a third innings, but he can get wild. He's walked seven. 2-2 to Shiner is hit high in the sky to left center, playable. Brooks, the left fielder, is under it, and he makes the catch, and one man is out at the top of the eighth inning. So Shiner flies out. He's 0 for 3 tonight. Now Colin Moran will be the batter.
Third baseman, number 18, Colin Moran.
Moran, 1 for 3 with a single and a run scored. Left-hand batter, he swings and hits one high in the sky to center. And Blade is lining it up, and he squeezes it for out number two. So a couple of flyouts, and two men are gone swiftly in the top of the eighth inning. And now Mason McCoy will hit. He's 1 for 3 with an infield single. Garcia's pitch high for a ball. Austin Pruitt, the previous pitcher, retired all five batters he faced, ending in two-thirds scoreless with one strikeout. Now this pitch is in there for a strike, 1-1. One pitch, swing and a miss, strike two. McCoy behind in the count, a ball and two strikes. Now the 1-2, swing and a foul tip. The Aviators thought that that foul tip was held onto by catcher Kyle McCann. Their players all took a step towards the dugout, but the plate umpire, Jashinsky, has ruled that it hit the ground before it went into the mitt of McCann. I've got replay in the booth. And I think the Rainiers may have just caught a break. See if they could cash in on that. 1-2 pitch. Called strike three. Doesn't matter anyway. McCoy goes down looking, and the Rainiers are done in the top of the eighth inning. Three up, three down. We go to the bottom of the eighth. It is Las Vegas 9, Tacoma 6.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee.
And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at canonelectric.com for more information.
Well, we go to the bottom of the 8th inning. Las Vegas leading the Rainiers 9-6. Taylor Williams on the hill. He'll face Kyle McCann, and the first pitch is in there for a strike. It's 0-1. McCann's 1-for-3 with a solo homer. And he lines one just beyond the reach of Kian Wong at second base and into right field. A base hit for McCann. That was a line shot. That was hit number 10 for Vegas. They've hit 4 singles, 1 double, and 5 homers. They've out-homered the Rainiers 5-3. That is, without a doubt, the story of the game, the home runs. Ball is flying out of here tonight. Pitch to Nick Allen is taken up high for a ball, 1-0. Moran, even with the bag at third, with the speedy Allen at the plate. Williams with a pickoff move to first, and McCann dives back in. Now the pitch swung on in line down the third baseline. Fair ball headed towards the corner. That's going to be trouble. Coming around third is McCann, and he'll hold there. In at second base with a double is Nick Allen, his third hit of the game. And runners are at second and third with nobody out. And now Trenton Brooks is the hitter. Infield drawn in all the way around. Brooks is 0-for-2 with 2 walks tonight. Williams' pitch is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Next pitch, low and away for a ball. 2 balls, no strikes. Now the 2-0 is high, ball 3. So the 3-0, inside ball 4, and the bases are going to be loaded for J.J. Blade with nobody out here in the 8th inning. Now Matt Pierpont goes out to the mound. The Mariners' assistant pitching coordinator, who's filling in for Jairo Cuevas during this series. So they'll have a little chat. Blade has been a problem for the right ears throughout this series, and today no exception. He has singled, he has homered, he has twice walked, he has scored 3 runs, and he's up now with the bases loaded and nobody out. Right ears trailing 9-6. You're always in the game here in Vegas, but you don't want to fall behind by more. Right, here's have the infield in, and the pitch is outside for a ball. 1-0 to Blade. Next pitch is inside for a ball. 2-0. Now the 2-0 pitch is in there for a strike, and the count goes to 2-1. One pitch coming. And it's swung on and chopped to McCoy, who has it, throws home for the force out at the plate, and there's the first out at the bottom of the eighth inning. Drawn in infield, a one hopper over the pitcher that McCoy gloved and fired home to get the lead runner. So McCann is forced out at the plate. Allen reaches third, Brooks to second. Blade on a fielder's choice. And now Cody Thomas will be the hitter. The cleanup man's 1-for-4 with a two-run double in the first inning that started the scoring in this one. Ryaneers with the infield in still, and the pitch is up high for a ball, 1-0. Well, now McCoy and Kian Wong back off a little bit to have the possibility of turning a double play through second. As here's a swing and a bouncer, foul, first base side, 1-1. So a ball and a strike to Thomas. Bases loaded, one away in the eighth. And the pitch is swung on and fouled to the screen, and the count goes to 1-2. So one ball, two strikes. Taylor Williams trying to put him away. The pitch, fastball outside and high, 2-2. Now the 2-2 is coming. And it's high, ball three. Full count with nowhere to put him. Infield in. Three balls, two strikes to Thomas. Bases loaded, one out of the eighth. Taylor Williams with his pitch, and it swung out and lined down the left field line. Fair ball headed into the corner. All kinds of runs are going to score. Allen scores. Brooks scores. Blade stops at third. It's a two-run double for Cody Thomas, and Vegas now has a five-run cushion. It's 11-6, and Thomas has driven in four runs tonight. And he now has 33 runs batted in on the season. Two behind Tacoma's Mike Ford for the league lead. Now Soderstrom's the batter. And the infield's still drawn in, and Williams' pitch to Soderstrom is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Next pitch is hit on a one hop to second. Wong has it, throws home, and they've got Blade in a rundown between home and third, and he's tagged out by Moran. And now a chance to get the batter out at first, and the Red Ears tag out the batter at first base because Soderstrom overran first, started going to second, and there was a runner at second base, and he had to retreat to first. And that ends the inning. The Red Ears catch a break due to some horrific base running by the Las Vegas Aviators. But they do score a couple of runs here in the bottom of the eighth inning, and they do it with three hits. There were no Tacoma errors and one runner left on base. And we go to the ninth inning with the score, Las Vegas 11, Tacoma 6.
The PROVAC team can help you protect the environment and meet the Clean Water Act standards by implementing BMPs. Let us help you stay in compliance with your stormwater permit requirements and site-specific stormwater pollution prevention plan implementation by scheduling a preventative maintenance evaluation and service. Our experienced operators specialize in stormwater and sewer line jetting, root removal, storm detention and retention, vault cleaning, and pipe and pond cleaning. Ask to schedule a meeting with our sales team today.
At Fred Meyer, you can find the highest quality products at a great price in every aisle, every day with Kroger brand. So you can stock up on your household favorites that are tried, tested, and loved by you. Because when you get the products you love at great prices, it feels like winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
On to the ninth, the Red Ears trailing. It is 11-6. Kian Hoang leading things off. He swings and misses at the first pitch. There's strike one. The play that ended the eighth, if you're keeping score, went 4-2-5-3, the double play. So here's a swing by Hoang, and he laces one to center, but it's right at J.J. Blade, who makes the catch, and one man is out in the top of the ninth on two pitches. Rico Garcia still on the hill for Vegas, beginning his second inning of relief work. Red Ears are in danger of losing three in a row for the first time this year. That has not happened yet. They'll still be over 500 by a couple games, but three straight. Unless there's a comeback, you never know in Vegas. Here's Trammell, and he swings at the first pitch and pops it up on the infield. Geloff, the second baseman, makes the catch, and two men are gone, and the Red Ears are down to their last out. Cooper Hummel is the hitter. He has not reached base today, 0 for 4. It's unlike him. Switch hitter, he bats left against Rico Garcia. And the pitch is taken for a strike, 0-1. Now the 0-1 pitch, breaking ball outside. Oh, one pitch is hit in the air towards left center field. This is deep. Blade is over on the track, and he makes the catch for the final out of the ball game. Vegas takes it to 11-6 is the final score. And the Red Ears have lost three in a row for the first time this year, and they fall to 13-11 on the season. They'll try to bounce back tomorrow night at 7:05 with Easton McGee on the hill. Home run derby goes to Vegas. They hit five homers to the Red Ears, three. They win it 11-6. We'll recap the game and have a look at the Major League Baseball scoreboard in the Tacoma Red Ears post-game show coming up next.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at MultiCare.org.
Ready for an MVP move? Let Tacoma Power help you pay for your home improvements. You'll save energy and money while adding value and comfort to your home. We've got you covered with zero interest loans, rebates, and store discounts on everything from windows and smart thermostats to heating and cooling systems to hybrid water heaters. Check out offers at mytpu.org.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Well, Vegas takes this ball game tonight 11-6 on a home run hitter's night here at Las Vegas Ballpark. The two teams combined to hit 8 homers, but the Red Ears were all solo shots, all three. Vegas hit 5 homers, and one of theirs came with a couple of men on base. That really was the difference in this game. Vegas's first two runs came on a non-homer rally. Nick Allen and J.J. Blade singled in the first against the Red Ears starter Darren McCacken, and then Cody Thomas hit a long two-run double to right center, and they were up 2-0. It stayed that way till the third. That's when the Red Ears started the home run hitting portion of tonight's festivities. Kian Wong led off the third with a rocket of a homer down the right field line, 420 feet, his first of the year. And then Taylor Trammell followed it up with a tape measure shot, 456 feet to right field. And it was back-to-back homers, and the Red Ears had tied it up. They weren't done either in the third. With one out, Brian O'Keefe drew a walk, and Mike Ford doubled down the right field line. O'Keefe scored all the way from first base, and the Red Ears were ahead 3-2. But that lead would disappear in the bottom of the third. With two outs, J.J. Blade was up, and at that point, Darren McCacken had retired 7 straight hitters and looked like he was in a groove. But Blade got a hold of one and launched a homer to right field, his 7th of the year, and that tied the score 3-3. We moved on to the fourth. McCacken now had retired 3 in a row and 10 of the previous 11 batters when Jonah Bride connected for an opposite field home run to right field, his 3rd of the year, and Vegas was ahead 4-3. We went to the bottom of the fifth inning, still 4-3. Kyle McCann leading off. He homered to right field for the third solo shot for Vegas, and that made it 5-3 Las Vegas. McCacken got the next hitter to fly out, but then he had a rare lapse in control. He walked Trenton Brooks and J.J. Blade back-to-back, got Cody Thomas to ground out for out number two, but then Tyler Soderstrom launched a long three-run home run to right center field, his 5th of the year, and that was the big blow. It made it to 8-3 Vegas. But this is Las Vegas, and no lead is safe, and the Red Ears started chipping away in the 6th. Mike Ford led off with a solo homer to right, his 8th of the year, tying him for the team lead, and that made it 8-4. Then with one out, Jake Shiner drew a walk against Jorge Ruiz. Colin Moran singled to left. Mason McCoy legged out an infield single to load the bases. Kian Wong bounced a two-run single through the right side of the infield, bringing in Shiner and Moran, and it was 8-6. And Tacoma had the tying runners on base with just one out. But Vegas went to the bullpen, and Austin Pruitt came in and got the final two outs. He and the following reliever, Rico Garcia, really ended this ballgame for Vegas as they combined to retire the final 11 Tacoma batters to come to the plate. The Raiders did not get a base runner in the 7th, 8th, or 9th innings. And Vegas tacked on a couple more runs. Jonah Bride hit his second homer of the game, a solo shot in the bottom of the 6th to make it 9-6. And then in the 8th inning, a two-run double from Cody Thomas made it 11-6, and that would be our final score. Final totals for Las Vegas, 11 runs, 12 hits, no errors. They left 6 on base. Tacoma scores 6 runs on 7 hits, makes 1 error, leaves 5 on base. Winning pitcher is Jorge Ruiz. He's 1-0. Save to Rico Garcia, his second. Loss goes to McCacken. He's 1-1. Time of the ballgame, 2 hours, 46 minutes. The attendance, 8,287. With the win, the Aviators are 12-13, and the Red Ears have fallen to 13-11. Game 5 of the 6-game series is tomorrow, and Easton McGee will be on the mound for the Red Ears against Colton Eastman for Vegas. Eastman against Easton. First pitch, 7:05. Pre-game show will begin at 6:55. Vegas takes it 11-6. Stick around. We'll check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard right after this.
Are you overinsured? Underinsured? Maybe you're just not sure. It's understandable. Life happens quickly. You've got a new driver in the house, an upcoming remodel, an inherited rare baseball card collection. It's a lot. So talk to your wealth manager about how Propel Insurance can make sure it's all protected. Our experts create a customized asset protection program tailored to your specific and changing needs, with specialty coverage like expanded homeowner liability, additional protection against uninsured or underinsured drivers, cyber fraud cost recovery, and lots more. But Propel isn't just about premium coverage. Our experts also make sure all your policies work well together, so there's no overlap or serious gaps. What's more, with frequent program reviews, you can be sure your insurance always keeps up with your life. Ask your wealth manager about preferred personal coverage from Propel Insurance, or visit us at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
Vegas wins it 11-6 over Tacoma. Let's check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard. Mariners lost again by one run today. Blue Jays beat them 3-2. George Springer's go-ahead RBI single in the 6th inning stood up as the game-winning hit. Cal Raleigh hit a solo homer and drove in the other run with an RBI single. But the M's, not much offense, just 6 hits. And they've lost 3 in a row, and 7 out of 10, they have fallen 4 games under the 500 mark. Elsewhere in the American League, Minnesota took an 8-2 lead on the Royals and hung on for an 8-6 victory as Max Kepler, Jorge Polanco, and Jose Miranda all hit home runs. Cleveland defeats the Red Sox at Fenway 5-2. Shane Bieber was dealing, allowed 2 runs in 7 innings, got the dub. Former Rainier Mike Zunino with his second home run for Cleveland. Tampa Bay is just scorching hot, Dan. They beat the White Sox 3-2 in the 9th inning this time. Isak Paredes, third hit of the game, was a go-ahead homer in the 9th. Tampa Bay is 22-5 on the year. The Rangers knock off the Yankees 5-2 in Texas. Robbie Grossman hit 2 doubles and a homer and drove in a couple of runs for the Rangers, although Jacob deGrom did leave that game with an injury. And one other AL game got rained out, Baltimore at Detroit. They're going to try to play 2 tomorrow. 3 interleague games today. Phillies win at Houston 3-1 in a World Series rematch. Aaron Nola allowed 1 run in 8 innings, got the win. Kyle Schwarber a homer for the Phillies. The Brewers defeat the Angels 2-1. Rowdy Tellez with a go-ahead RBI single in the 8th to lead the Brewers to the win. And former Rainier Jake Fraley had 2 hits, including a homer, drove in a couple as the Reds beat the A's 11-7 at Oakland. The Athletics are now 5-22 on the year. And in the National League, Marlins beat the Cubs 3-2 in the bottom of the 9th inning. Gene Segura walked him off with a game-winning RBI single. The Braves shut out the Mets 4-0 in a game that was shortened to 5 innings due to rain. Max Fried will get credited with a shutout, and Matt Olson hit a 3-run homer for the Braves. Arizona walloped the Rockies at Coors 9-1. X-Ray near Ketel Marte with a homer for the Diamondbacks, and Josh Rojas drove in three runs. Pirates and Nationals postponed in D.C. They're going to play two tomorrow. And the Dodgers lead the Cardinals 7-2 going to the ninth inning at Dodger Stadium. That's your Major League Baseball scoreboard for today. Here in Vegas, the Aviators beat the Rainiers 11-6. We'll be back with more after this.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Well, Vegas takes it 11-6 in a homer fest here at Las Vegas Ballpark. This place has absolutely lived up to its reputation as a launching pad this week, as it is just one high-scoring game after another one. And today, 8 home runs, 5 by Vegas, 3 by the Rainiers, and Vegas takes it 11-6. The final score: Jonah Bride with 2 of the 5 homers for Las Vegas. And then Cody Thomas did not homer, but he drove in 4 runs with a pair of 2-run doubles for the Aviators. Mike Ford had 2 hits, a double and a homer, drove in a couple. Solo shots by Trammell and Kian Wong, but the Rainiers fall, and they are now 13-11. Interesting fact, the Rainiers are 9-2 at home and 4-9 on the road. Very different results. PCL scoreboard, first place Oklahoma City got rained out at home against Sacramento. They're going to try to play two tomorrow on Sunday, actually. One game tomorrow, 2 on Sunday is their plan. Round Rock holds off Albuquerque 6-5. Same score in El Paso. The Chihuahuas beat the Bees 6-5. And Reno doubled up Sugar Land 6-3. Rainiers are back at it here in Vegas tomorrow at 7:05. Easton McGee starts for Tacoma against Colton Eastman for Las Vegas. We'll start our pregame show at 6:55. That'll do it for tonight's broadcast. Thanks a lot for tuning in. This is Mike Curto saying so long from Las Vegas Ballpark. Once again, our final score tonight, Aviators 11, Rainiers 6. Have a good night.